Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. We're talking about the advancing of technology into making life easier and making life more fun. In the case of artificial intelligence designed artwork, that is what is upsetting the old guard. The old guard being the industry. Now, they don't see themselves as the industry. They wouldn't want to see themselves as the old guard, the people who are protecting the status quo.
I often have a difficult time remembering whether or not we talked about something on air or whether or not I said it during a break or whether or not I ranted about it on social media. Have I ever mentioned before how this whole AI art thing, it's analogous to the rise of the Impressionists Renaissance era? So the way art was back prior to the Impressionists, who came around and they did still lives and flowers and painted nature and things like that, was all artwork was religious in nature. Mm. You weren't allowed by the art world to just go out and just create something new and organic. And the official, the art judges, the critics of their time, the Impressionists came around and they started painting nature and flowers and beautiful things like that that weren't religious in nature. And they were called the Impressionists because these snobs, the old guard, came along and said, this is not art. This is merely the impression of art.
We know art when we see it.
And it's exactly the same thing we have going on right here, where every single one of these artists, they're going off at length about how AI art is evil or whatever. Not a single one of them would be able to pick out human art from AI-generated art automatically. When we had this contest on the Free Talk Live social, what I alleged then was that no one would be able to tell whether or not a piece of artwork was AI-generated or human-generated, and I stand by that now. But
some you can.
Perhaps.
Some you can.
I mean, there's probably some tell, but you can't look at it and say, yes, this is definitively done by a human, or this was definitively done. There's.
I mean, her one critique here is Crabapple, this artist that we're reading her her editorial from the Houston Chronicle. She claims that it's soulless.
And I think that's the impressionist argument, right?
And I think a blind test that would be easy to produce, right? You take some real human art, and then you take some AI art, and you put it in front of a person, you ask them enough questions, you know, how many times can the average person determine the difference, which one has a soul and which one doesn't? But I'm going to go to Tom. He's on the line here in Texas. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I think you're absolutely right. Like, they have it backwards. The artist is more important than the art, which, I mean, like, that just has all the echoes of the music industry where, you know, the contract or the IP is more important. But really, that's what I'm trying to say. I think AI is overhyped. People don't understand what artificial or the grades of artificial intelligence are. I don't think we're even at artificial intelligence yet. We're not, so you got artificial general intelligence and then artificial super intelligence, and maybe a few grades in between. But right now we're at information aggregation. We're not even at artificial. These chatbots are clever. They seem like they're intelligent because they're taking aggregated information, observing patterns, and repeating it back to us. It's just a more clever way of doing a Wikipedia search.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree at all. Well, that's all humans do is take in information and then regurgitate it back.
Well, that's not all we do.
How is what we do different?
No. On a subtle level, I agree with you, but there's a substantially different thing between.
Well, the claim would be that humans have feelings, Tom.
The whole crux of this is autonomy. What that guy from Google was asserting was that the machine was autonomous. It wasn't. It was echoing common responses to questions that he was asking.
How do I know
you're not doing that?
Aren't we all in the oh, God, what's his name? But, yeah, I mean, like...
Mine is a fair question. Sure. You know, you can't just say, oh, well, the AI was only, you know, generating responses based on input that was given to it. How do I know you're not doing that exact thing?
Because the back end of it is written to do just that.
So is the back end of the human brain.
we don't know. We don't know what the back end is. It's an anathema to the medical sciences. We don't know. We're a bunch of monkeys fumbling around with stuff that we don't know about. We're smart enough to figure out cool machines, and albeit we are machines ourselves, but it's not something that's going to take over like Skynet. I think that the fear-mongering and stuff is overhyped.
They're already saying, Tom, about AI. I mean, people are already saying that some of these, not even the designers really understand how it works. Like, even though they created the thing, they don't know.
Yeah. So my background, I do have development background.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you can develop algorithms that is kind of a mystery to you of how it works. And so you kind of like best yourself. You kind of get like an overall idea of how a system would work. And then you throw in an extra level of dynamics on top of that, and people get confused.
Did you read the Lambda chat?
To hear that. Yes.
You did. Okay.
Not surprising to me at all.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
My proposition to you is, can you determine any sort of test that would differentiate between a human being legitimately saying those things and an AI mimicking a human saying those things? What tests can you run that would distinguish between the illusion of intelligence and actual intelligence?
Yeah, but that's a separate question. That's the what's that guy?
That's the only question I've had.
The Turing test.
Yeah.
I think that would pass the Turing test. I think. Go ahead.
It would, but that's a misnomer, right?
I didn't say anything about the Turing test, man. I really didn't.
I know, no. I know. But it's echoing that the intention of the Turing test is like, it's to gauge whether or not a human can determine what a result is, whether or not it's artificial or not. That's not really what the crux is.
No, I'm coming at this from the point of view that you have a lot more in common with artificial intelligence than you want to admit. You're basically just an AI that thinks you're autonomous.
I'm not saying that we don't
so
have
am I.
Similarities. I'm not saying that we don't have similarities. What I'm saying is this isn't like, so the fear is Skynet, right? That it's going to be a machine that's going to be more intelligent than any human organization or human individual combined, and it's going to make slaves out of all of us, or it's going to be most efficient paperclip generator, as it were. So, like, you create an AI and it maximizes the production of paperclips. Arbitrary, and it's destructive to all human enjoyment of life. But it destroys the universe to make paperclips. So, like, that's another fear. There's several different categories of how AI can be fear-mongered here. But we're not even close to any of them. What we're at, and I agree with you, Aria, on surface level, prima facie, it seems to be equatable to human interaction, especially if you've ever called into a call center, because I think those people's brains are replaced by just simple algorithms. But...
Well, how far away are we, though? I mean, you keep saying we're not even close, but are we really that far from having AI that is indistinguishable from a human being?
I don't think we even understand what is so unique about human beings, but there is, I think that...
Well, let's assume there's nothing unique about human beings, and then we don't have to worry about that at all. How far are we from artificial intelligence?
Aria, I'm sure that's the thing is, I think in this discussion, people choose to either be obtuse or purposefully ignorant of the differences between humans and the rest of life in the universe. There's something different about us.
Yeah,
and I think
ego.
That's why
yeah, right?
Really?
You can't really define it, but you think there's something different. I mean, that is essentially, I mean, ethnocentrism isn't the right word, but whatever kind of humanocentrism.
All things in moderation, man. You take ego and you get Hitler, right? Like, to the max. Or you have ego and it drives people to do less nefarious.
Well, wouldn't a machine that takes over the world as a Skynet essentially be a machine with ego?
It makes slaves out of all of us just to make our lives better because we don't know any different. Like, that's the big fear, right?
I mean, that's what some people are concerned with. But
yeah.
You didn't answer my question. Isn't that just a machine that has ego?
Yes.
Okay. Tom, interesting call, man. Thank you for sharing your thoughts here tonight. I appreciate it. And I think we're closer than he thinks. I think. And I'm not an expert. I'm just going on what I'm seeing out there. And I think some of these AIs, quote-unquote, maybe they're not real AI, But I think some of them could pass the Turing test. Not many of them, but I think some of them can. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. We have a chat server. It's over at Matrix. But it is a Matrix server. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com to learn about how to get on there. Jay in the chat room says, He puts your name, Aria, but he capitalizes the second the I, so capital A, lowercase r, capital I, lowercase a, and he says, it was in plain sight this whole time. It all makes sense now.
I'm an AI, is that
me? I think that's what he's suggesting there, yeah.
I'm flattered, really.
So we're talking about our so-called artificial intelligence here, and whether or not it's...
I mean, Dawkins did... Dawkins, the...
Richard Dawkins?
Yes, the biologist. He did coin the term gene machine to describe human beings, or organisms in general. And it's an accurate way of assessing human beings and life in general. We are machines that are programmed by genes to behave in certain ways.
We reproduce.
Yes, and... There's a whole long list of things that human beings do, and it's, we like to think that we're making choices and that we're, you know, engaging in thought, but really we're just taking inputs and reacting to them.
That's true.
According to the way that our genes have programmed us to, and in accordance with the circumstances that we're in, and that our genes have...
I don't subscribe to that. There's this thing out there called, oh God, what is it called? Thank you, Bonnie. Epigenetics out there that suggests you can actually change your genes. So I don't believe that you are this sort of slave to genes, although people that do believe that may indeed be slaves.
To be fair, I wouldn't go that far either, and I don't think Dawkins does either. I think there probably is. There's certainly room for autonomy and self-control. What's the word I'm looking for? It's not self-control. It's self-direction.
Well, yeah, but you're not wrong that it is certainly true that we take inputs and then we decide based on those inputs. Some people believe that the inputs decide the outputs, right? Or the inputs are the outputs are predetermined based on the inputs, that you could not choose anything but what you do choose. What is that called? Determinism or something like that?
I think so. It's just like a calculator program, right? If you add 4 and 6 together, you're always going to get 10, right? And the answer of 10 is dependent on both the inputs, they have to add up to 10, and the algorithm, it has to be able to take those two numbers and compile them together in a way that becomes 10.
But to me, that makes life meaningless, to believe that you could not possibly choose something else based on the inputs given. And that's, you know, I think a fundamental difference between certain people, right? Some people believe they have no freedom of choice and, you know, that everything's predetermined. And then others, like me, believe that there is, you know, free choice. And certainly our experiences lend a certain viewpoint and lend us maybe a likelihood of going in one direction or another. But as long as you have the option to do something else, I believe you do have the option and that it is always something you can do.
I also choose to believe in free will, but this is one of the reasons why I love Christianity, right? Because they talk about God's ultimate plan and how God has played everything out. Okay, well, that's predeterminism, right?
It is, yeah.
That doesn't leave any room for free will. Okay, I can't.
Which they also supposedly believe in.
Yeah, but they can't. Right.
Not under their belief system about God, they should not be able to.
Right. One of the two things cannot be true. But I mean, if Christians were capable of doing that, then they wouldn't have believed that Mitt Romney both was and wasn't the CEO of Bain Capital in 1999, because that was a whole thing.
Well, we see this. That's one of the things that I like about panentheism is that, as someone who believes that everything is God and that we're all little pieces of God, that the universe is God, that does allow for free will, and it does allow for there to be a God, right? That we are essentially part of that creation. Anyway, you can join us here at 603-283-6160. Let's get back to Ms. Crabapple. For those of you just tuning in here, before we do that, I do have to tell you about Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll find all kinds of interesting introductory information, and you really ought to take some time to do some research into crypto before you decide to get into it at whatever level you feel comfortable. Remember, don't buy more than you can afford to lose, because you never know what's going to happen with it. But it could go up, and you know the dollar's not going to do that. So start learning the basics over at Bitcoin.com. And click Get Started at the top of the page to do that. So we're sharing a story here from a woman named Crabapple. She is writing over at the Houston Chronicle. She's all against AI artwork. And so she's complaining about how it was generated. And apparently this company, this German nonprofit called LAION, ingested 5.8 billion images from around the Internet. Now, I'll tell you what. I've downloaded Stable Diffusion. It is free. It's an open source project. You can go and get your copy of it anytime you want to. And in order to download the Stable Diffusion, you have to get this CKPT file. I don't know what it stands for, but it's basically the database or whatever, the AI database.
So you had to train the AI yourself?
No, it's already been trained.
Okay.
But this is the key file that you need to have on your computer. You can't just have the program. It has to have something to reference, I guess.
Okay.
This file.
I guess that makes sense.
Whatever it is, I'm not a programmer. I don't claim to know how this is working. But it's less than 4 gigabytes in size. Okay? So whatever that is, it isn't 5.8 billion images. Okay? Because images have a certain size to them. And 5.8 billion images isn't going to compress down to 4 gigabytes. So they've somehow taken in that imagery from the internet, and they've done something to make it into this thing that can just sort of generate art. Now, how that works, I don't know how you get from A to B, but that's what they did.
Yeah, I couldn't begin to process or understand how they managed to do that.
So when I downloaded that file, that was not me downloading this woman's artwork. It was downloading whatever the mind was, this sort of AI thing that was created from that 5.8 billion. That's sort of not the knowledge, essentially, that thing has, whatever you want to call that. So she's complaining because she found her art in their databases, taken without her knowledge, compensation, or consent. She says further, once Lion had scraped up all this work, it handed it over to for-profit companies. AI, she says, can spit out work in the style of any artist they were trained on, eliminating the need for anyone to hire that artist again. People sometimes say, quote, AI art looks like an artist made it, unquote. This is because it vampirized the work of artists and could not function without it. John Henry might have beaten the steam drill, but no human illustrator can work fast enough or cheap enough to compete with their robot replacements.
No. I find it interesting that she mentions John Henry, too, because I first brought up John Henry when we first talked about AI art, you know, 6 months ago. Is this a figure in American history that was competing with a steam engine that could drive in railroad spikes? Mm. And he was the fastest and the best at driving in railroad spikes.
Okay.
The mythology, though, is that he had a heart attack while competing with the machine and died.
Oh, wow.
He didn't beat the machine, lady. He lost.
Him. Yeah.
As he was always destined to do, because machines are better and stronger and faster and smarter than human beings will ever be, and that's why what we invented them to do. Otherwise, there's no point in inventing a machine. Why would you invent a machine that's inferior at driving in railroad spikes than humans? That's stupid.
Make a machine that takes 20 days to make a piece of art or whatever,
yeah,
right?
That's absolutely insane. Machines were always going to be better because they were designed to be.
This is just her belly aching about machines entering her business and offering new competition, changing the landscape of what is available to the customer. The number 603-283-6160, and she's going to get to her predictions about what the field of art will look like very soon, according to her. Will she be right? This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA News Update. Title 42 is being kept in place for now. The Supreme Court voted 5-4 to grant an emergency request. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem.
The federal government's job to secure our border. Greg Abbott is doing what he needs to do down there, spending billions of dollars a year to secure the border because of the failure of the Biden administration.
Title 42 allows border officials to turn away asylum seekers due to COVID concerns. Republicans and some Democrats argued ending the policy would bring a flood of migrants to the U.S. border. longer. Psychedelic drugs may be the next big thing in psychiatric treatment. A session at this year's Society for Neuroscience meeting in San Diego showed how psychedelic drugs can treat disorders such as anxiety, depression, and PTSD. Researchers said longevity is one of the benefits of psychedelics. Most existing mental health medications need to be taken on an everyday basis. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. We're talking about changes. People really don't like them. They really don't like change.
Not when the change is to their... I mean, okay, yeah.
People don't like change. Yeah, they just don't like
Especially when it's to their disadvantage, but in general, you're right.
Yeah, when it strikes home and it hits something that you do... The old saying is, was there a book written about this back in the day? I never read it, but Mark recommended it, called Who Moved My Cheese? It's, like it's a sales book. It's as I understand it, having not actually read the thing. But the concept, from what I was told, was that it's about people dealing with change, right? Like, you know, instead of getting all upset about something, which is what this woman's doing, and just learning to deal with it and learning a new way of competing, they just complain about it. They just want to complain and bitch and moan and act like, you know, their world is over. And that's what she's going to get into here. Molly Crabapple is her name, writing over at the Houston Chronicle about how she's mad about AI art. But first, I do want you to know about Freedom's Phoenix, because if you are interested in liberty-oriented news, they've got it for you. Economic, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You'll get the headlines from today in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective. Head over to freedomsphoenix.com. You'll find that over there and more at Freedoms with an S. Phoenix.com. As we continue with Ms. Crabapple, her prediction for what is going to happen now with a world with AI art where you can generate in seconds a high-resolution image that is worthy of framing and putting on a wall. I mean, it's some of this stuff is really gorgeous. She says that a tiny elite will remain in business, and its work will serve as a status symbol. Everyone else will be gone. Quote,
what the hell is she talking about? Okay. The elite artists will remain in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not process that. Sorry.
You'll have to adapt, AI boosters say, but AI leaves no room for an artist as either a world creator or a craftsman. The only task left is the dull, low-paid, and replaceable work of taking weird protrusions off AI-generated noses.
Well, she's fundamentally wrong there. She mentions world building, right? And that's presumably here's a bunch of characters I've created, and here's the world they live in, almost like a story, except it's missing the story. Parts of my word is written, missing the text part of it.
Yeah.
AI can't do that. It's going to be a very long time before AI does anything like that. Right now, that's a wonderful place for a human artist. That's a wonderful niche for a human artist to feel right now.
I don't know. I can go on AI and generate some pixel art characters for a video game in no time flat.
Yes. You generated.
Yeah.
The world and the characters. You, let me see. Okay. I'm trying to figure out how to put this, right?
Because I think a human would be able to tie them all together.
That's better. Yes.
Then the AI probably can at the moment.
I don't think the AI would be able to say, hey, these 15 different drawings I did, they exist within this other world that I made, this drawing of a world, and that's where they live and they do their things and they frolic through the daisies or whatever it is they do.
Yeah, I think you're still going to need a human hand at that point for now, but that may change. She says, while they destroy illustrators' careers, AI companies are making fortunes. Ah, so this is one of the motivating factors, right? She wants money. Stability AI, founded by hedge fund manager Imad Mostak, is valued at $1 billion and raised an additional $101 million of venture capital in October. Hey, that's because this is popular. That's because people are interested in this. That's because this is really exciting technology that a lot of people are having a lot of fun with, and whether or not there's money to be made at it is, you know, another question. I hope they can make money at this. She's throwing around numbers, acting as though these companies are already successful. Remember, Uber is valued at billions of dollars, but they've never made a dime, and they've been around for more than a decade now. So they've just crunched through venture capital for years and have never actually, last I heard, turned a profit.
It's not all or nothing either. I mean, AI art and human art can coexist together.
And it will. For all of those who won't, you know, walk away and throw away their pens and their, you know, pencils or whatever.
But the reality is that, you know, if I want a piece of artwork, I have the options that I can pay this AI $30 a month and generate almost as much art as I want. I think it comes out to like 4 hours or 30 minutes a day is essentially rendering time that you can have for at that price for Midjourney. But that's a lot, tens of thousands of pieces of artwork. Yeah. Whereas a human, for $30, you probably are going to get one, maybe two, maybe three pieces of art at the most.
Mm-hmm. Lenza.
And if you want to go back to that human, like, yeah, you're getting the gist of it, but tweak this a little bit and tweak that a little bit. The human might do it once or twice for you, but after that, like, okay, no, we're up in the price. Where the AI is like, I got it. Yeah,
whatever
I'll tweak that.
Lenza generated $8 million in December alone. Lenza is a company that is now doing AI selfies for people that have kind of really caught on in recent weeks. You may have seen people posting those online. They're using Stable Diffusion behind the scenes, though, so if you really dig around, you can figure out how they do it and kind of do it on your own. Generative AI is another upward transfer of wealth from working artists to Silicon Valley billionaires. All of this has made illustrators furious. After ArtStation, the popular portfolio site for the entertainment and game design industry, decided to allow AI-generated art, the front page became a sea of anti-AI graphics, uploaded by artists in a coordinated rebellion. Clip Studio Paint pulled a generative AI feature after protests by its users. Artists such as Hellboy creator Mike Mignola have spoken out against AI art. Famed animator Hayao Miyazaki called it a, quote, insult to life itself.
Good Lord! The hyperbole is strong with these people, man. They are taking this crap seriously.
They're nuts. They're losing it. AI,
and I can't stop laughing about it.
AI pushers, she says, have told me that AI is a tool which artists can use to automate their work. That just shows how little they understand us. Art is not scrubbing toilets. It's not an unpleasant task most people would rather have the robots do. It is our heart. We want to do art's work. We make art because it is who we are.
No, look, lady, you can't have it both ways where you spend the first half of this article complaining about having competition that's going to price you out of the market and then go, I make art because I love it. Well, which is it? Because you can still make it if you love it, and one's buying it. That's why I make music. No one's buying my music, but I still make it because it's for me. It's for the love of the music. And if she truly loved art the way an artist is supposed to, she wouldn't care that no one's buying it. She's producing it because she wants to and because she loves it and because she finds joy in it. None of that's clearly true. Clearly, she's motivated by profit. And she now wants to hide behind them. Like, no, really, I do it for the love, and the AI can't love. You're doing it for the money.
Clip that one for TikTok. That was a good rant. Mark that, 9:40.
Right.
Let's see. She's going to wrap this up here. She says, we make art because it is who we are, and through immense effort, some of us have managed to earn a living by it. It's precarious, sure. Our wages have not risen for decades, but we love this
work. And she immediately goes right back to wages and making a living. Right. Bitch, are you kidding? What do you care about here?
Well, that's the old thing, right? Like, if you find something you love to do, maybe it'll turn into something for you where you can make a living off of it. Maybe it won't, you know, but you keep doing the thing that you love, and that's an awesome thing to do. But she says, well, but we love this work too much to palm it off to some robot. And it is this love that AI pushers will never get. They already seem omnipresent, but generative art AIs are at their beginning. If illustrators want to stay illustrators, the time to fight is now. Data sets such as Lion 5B must be deleted and rebuilt to consist only of voluntarily submitted work. Hey, girl, look, this cat is out of the bag, okay? There's the Stable Diffusion we've talked about, which is the open source alternative to Midjourney. Like, I was just trying something on Midjourney a moment ago, and it wouldn't let me use the word bitch because it's got a filter set. You can't use the word naked, even though it's recently been generating, without request, it's been generating topless images and things like that. So it's like, I don't know what they're doing with it. But anyway, Stable Diffusion version 1.5 or 1.4, one of those two, you can get with not safe for work, no, like, filtering going on with it. It's not going to tell you you can't say a certain thing to it. Like, that exists. It's out in the wild right now. They tried to put the cat back in the bag somewhat with Stable Diffusion by putting in restrictions on certain living artists being referenced, apparently, and it caused an uproar. And now there's people that will never upgrade to Stable version 2.0 because the one that's prior to that is more freeing.
Did it fork into a freer version?
I don't follow all the ins and the outs of that, but it still exists.
I mean, if she wants this voluntary compilation of artwork, though, she can create that.
Yeah, right? Good luck deleting the things on the internet that you don't like, lady. How are you going to do that one? Not even your government can help.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here and you can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Now, I did go out on a limb earlier, Aria, and I made the prediction that a lot of these artists that are complaining about the new competition from artificial intelligence generative art like DALL-E 2 or Midjourney or Stable Diffusion are on the left.
Yeah, I would expect that to be true.
And I, you know, I can't say for sure. I'm sure there's some people on the right that don't like their jobs being threatened by a new competition. But the ones that are being loud, at least, that we're seeing on the internet, I didn't know who Molly Crabapple was. I just saw this this story somewhere, and, you know, I clicked on it, and, oh, it's another artist complaining about AI. Okay, oh, she got published in the Houston Chronicle. All right, well, let's read it on the air. And she's ridiculous and whiny.
She likes her hyperbole. There's no doubt of that.
Yeah, so I went, I looked her up, and she's got a website, mollycrabapple.com.
Of course she does, even though she probably has no need for mollycrabapple.com.
Well, and she was whining because her art was ingested into this art AI generative system.
Oh, that's right. She was without her permission, even though she was the one who put it online.
Right, even though she has examples of her artwork on this website. And what I found the most telling about this person, without knowing much about her, but looking at the first paragraph on this website, Molly Crabapple is an artist and writer whose inspirations include Diego Rivera. Who's Diego Rivera? Well, he's an artist, number one.
I would assume so.
Number two, he's a Marxist.
Ah, of course.
Now, I didn't want to jump to the conclusion that because her inspiration is a Marxist means she's a Marxist. It doesn't necessarily follow, right?
So but she didn't pick that guy at random, right? I mean, there was a reason she came across his art to admire in the first place.
Well, she's also described as an activist as well. And
which is never good. I mean, that's
we're activists. Good.
Yeah, but is that like the first thing that you would do? Like,
to be fair, it's not the, what is it, the first thing on her website? I'll have to check that. Sorry, go ahead with the point you're making.
I don't know how to, like, I'm a musician and I'm an activist, right? But merging those two things together feels unnecessary. It feels like you could do the Rage Against the Machine thing, sure, but you can also have two unrelated interests.
To her credit, it's another article that calls her an activist. Her own website doesn't have it on the front page.
Okay.
But when looking at her examples of some of the work that she has done murals, for instance, probably in, looks like New York.
Okay, so she can paint.
She's done some murals, and one of them is at the headquarters of the Democratic Socialists of America's offices in Lower Manhattan.
Did they pay her for that? Please tell me they pay her for that.
I presume they did. I don't know.
But it's the Democratic Socialists.
Well, they got money, right?
I know, but their whole thing is they shouldn't have money, right?
I don't know. It doesn't say. She doesn't obviously say what she got paid for that work, but she does show it off, so she's obviously proud of it. Let's go to somebody else who's proud of being a socialist. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yes, sir. Did you know that I think we generally get here at Albuquerque at 26,000 speeding tickets and only half the people paid?
Really?
Good for them.
Is this over a one-year time frame? How long are we talking about here?
Well, I think they put the cameras up in maybe like 3 or 4 months ago, so we have 10 right now.
Nice. And what happens if they don't pay the ticket?
Okay, supposedly it goes into the collections agency, the people that put it on the credit. So I have no idea why these people are just mocking the tickets. They think it's just like a... It doesn't matter. They could just tear it up. But the same attitude that it's not going to matter. Only a half the people pay it.
Well, I don't know how things are there in New Mexico, but I know in, like, Mississippi, if you got a speeding ticket and you didn't pay it, they would suspend your license. And then the next time you got pulled over, you're in a world of hurt because you're driving on a suspended license. That's an automatic arrest.
That's a misdemeanor, right, in most places.
I don't know if it's a misdemeanor
or
not. It
is here.
But it's an automatic arrest. They're towing your car, and then you still have the original fines and tickets to pay for.
Well, I thought that's the way it was, but here in New Mexico...
That's a bad system. That punishes people for being poor and unable to pay their speeding tickets, Sarah. That's all that system does. It only hurts the people who cannot afford a $125 speeding ticket. That's poor people.
Well, all you have to do is work 4 hours. So if you have no money, they let you work it.
You know something about working?
Oh, yes.
I don't know what they have you do.
The mother of three who's working two jobs already, all she has to do is take a full day off from her two jobs in order to go work for this four-hour thing to pay off the speeding ticket.
You know,
she should have never been given in the first place by any cop who had any sense of compassion.
It's amazing to me, Sarah.
Robots did it.
That's even worse.
Sarah, as somebody who has called this show before... And ostensibly been in favor of helping poor people. Like, you've called about a homeless center, and you yourself have been homeless and lived in a trailer park. You know, as somebody who supposedly would know what it's like to be poor, for you to just simply be so callous as to say that people who are poor and receive a speeding ticket should have to pay it or have their lives ruined is just really sad.
Well, the thing is, we're going to put up 10 more cameras after all of this.
Can you respond to what he said, Sarah?
So 10 times the damage, 10 times the victims.
Well, the thing is, this is about public safety. It's about speeding.
No, it's not.
Whether you're poor or
It's never
wealthy.
Been about that.
Sarah, the wealthy can just pay the damn speeding ticket. It's the poor people who suffer.
It's never been about public safety. Speeding is about revenue. Speeding is not about keeping people safe, because usually when somebody's speeding and get caught for it, they've already been speeding for a long time, right? Like, they've been speeding before. This isn't their first time speeding. They were probably speeding on the way to the point where they got caught, right? So, like, they haven't done anything to stop people from speeding.
See, Sarah's never driven a car, so she doesn't understand. Sarah, honey, everyone speeds everywhere.
Yes.
No one drives the speed limit. No one drives under the speed limit. Everyone is always at least 5 miles per hour.
Including the police.
Yes.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. I appreciate hearing from you.
I said 5 miles per hour. So, internet, have fun with that. Yeah.
We got you. all right. So, the AI quote-unquote protests are continuing online, where these artists like Molly Crabapple are not only complaining about it, they're now making anti-AI artwork. And, good for them.
I mean, they found something that inspires them to make artwork, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of... you have to see this art station thing where these people are protesting by putting up AI, the letters AI, and then the red no symbol over top of it. And they're trying to iterate on that. They're trying to not just all be exactly the same because, you know, they're artists, so they want their no AI thing to stand out from the rest. But, of course, it all still looks very similar, just with slight changes to, you know, the text style or how they've animated it or whatever.
It seems like it could have been generated by an AI, and it has probably about that level of variation and variety to it.
Yeah.
What's the point of this? Do they really expect this to achieve anything? Look, be better. Do better.
Yeah. Is it going to convince the people who are enjoying AI to just say, oh, you know what? Those artists over there, they're really upset. I guess I should just stop this new hobby that I've been enjoying.
Has that occurred to you?
No, not at all.
Me either. I don't care. Let them quit. They're the ones who are stopping, right, ceasing stopping doing work. Something that makes them happy or that's making them money.
Right, and they're just fuming about it. Right, rather than doing better art or, you know, putting your art out there and showing how much better it is or whatever, they're just stomping their feet and writing, you know, articles at Kotaku and all these other hard leftist opinion sites about this. And, oh, by the way, there was one more line in her piece here from the Houston Chronicle. I'll see if we can dig it up here. So she says at the very end, above all, the work of real people should be valued, not exploited to enrich a few tech plutocrats. We are, after all, on Team Human.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not. But isn't this counter to all of Marxism to value... I don't know, there's an issue there, and I'm not going to be able to figure out what it is while on the air, and I have to talk while I also think.
I don't know enough about Marxism to really be able to say one way or another.
There's an issue with what she's saying in the labor theory of value. I don't know what that issue is, but I know there's a conflict there.
Well, the labor theory of value is just the idea that putting work into something makes it valuable, right?
Right. And that's fundamentally not true.
It's not. And you can prove that by pointing out, like, okay, here's a shovel, dig a ditch, and then I have to pay you per hour to dig the ditch that I could have just rented a cat for.
Or that you may not even need it, right?
Well, right, but I could use equipment to do the same job in a fraction of the time at a fraction of the cost. So obviously your ditch isn't worth more just because you broke your back unnecessarily to do it, right? The same thing here is true of the artwork. Yeah, you can put in a lot of time making artwork, but I can also just use this AI and get a pretty good job done in, like, 1/1000th of the time that it took you.
Yeah. Could also be better.
All right, so out of time tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.